Today is Monday, March 18th, the first day of the fifth week of Lent, a unique Lenten journey where I am uniting with my brothers and sisters from Bridgetown Church in a season of prayer and fasting, seeking an increase of faith to come alive in me and in us between now and resurrection morning. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading comes from Psalm 28. To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with neighbors but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve. Because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done, he will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Our psalm this week is a lament, a prayer expressing sorrow, grief, and a desire for God to bring justice. Lament, while not a term we often use, is an ancient practice that helps us process the complexity and pain we experience in this life. And at the center of it lives a cry to God, who is our rock. As I begin my week, I consider the places within my life and season where I am longing to see God's justice and healing, as well as the places where I am longing to feel secure. Holy Spirit, would you highlight to me now one place in my life where I am waiting on justice, healing, or security? Would you show me where I am not receiving that from you, but seeking it from others? Spirit, I now choose to trust you with the places I long to know your help, security, and justice. Would you return my trust to its rightful place in you? As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock.
Throughout the scriptures, we are given a picture of God being our rock, the steadiest thing in existence, and the foundation on which all things are built. This image is meant to cast in our imaginations not just the reality that God is faithful, but that we can, without fear, build our lives on Him, bringing to Him all the realities of it with confidence. And so, Lord God, I am surrendering my whole self to you now, to the God I can trust. I lay down those pieces where I am tempted to build my own identity, and I instead now choose to derive my security from no place other than the rock that withstands the storm. Now, as I enter this day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.